Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
4 months after undergoing a disputed presidential election, Armenia is still feeling its effects. David Kramer, U.S. State Department Assistant Secretary for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, ended a two-day visit on June 25th to Armenia to discuss ways of addressing human rights concerns and restoring Armenia to the democratic path. Thousands of Armenians took part in mass protests following incumbent Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian's presidential win in the February 19th election. Citing government interference and manipulation, civilians in support of opposition candidate and former Armenian president Levon Terpetrosyan called the election fraudulent and demanded a rerun. On March 1st, police clashed with protesters in Yerevan, resulting in the death of at least 8 civilians and 2 security force officers. More than 130 people were injured. Hours after the violent outbreak, outgoing President Robert Kocharyan issued a 20-day state of emergency, suspending public assembly and controlling all independent media. According to a report by Human Rights Watch, an independent human rights monitor, more than 100 civilians have been charged with offenses related to the March 1st events. While President Sarkisian claims that none of the arrests during the crackdown were related to political expression, dozens of opposition activists still remain in prison due to their involvement in the mass disturbances. We hope Armenia gets back on a democratic path and stays on that path, Assistant Secretary of State Kramer said after talks with Prime Minister Tigran Sarkisian and other Armenian officials in late June. Kramer urged Armenian authorities to initiate full restoration of rights of assembly and media freedom, release those detained on politically motivated charges, launch a credible investigation of the events that took place in March, and hold dialogue with opposition leaders. The U.S. has helped Armenia in its economic goals since its independence in 1991 and continues to support the country's democratic development. The U.S. calls on the government to seriously address the issues that surfaced during the last election and remedy any inconsistencies with international democratic standards. We recognize that there will be ups and downs in the future as well, Mr. Kramer said. What we hope to see is that those ups significantly outweigh any future downs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.